Welcome to SolarWinds Tech Pod. I'm your host, Crystal Taylor, joined by my co-host, Sean Sebring. And today is Tech Pod's 100th episode. So we are going to do a little something different today, and we're going to not necessarily talk about technology, but rather we're going to talk about the history a little bit about SolarWinds Tech Pod and what it takes to put this thing together for you guys every month. So, Sean, let's kick things off with talking about do we want to start with what you call the host curse?
Yes, we can start. There has been a hex put on since they brought me to TechPod several episodes ago. For those who have been listening for some time may remember, this started with me shortly joined after by Chris Bowie. Wonderful, super great to work with. But then, as the curse would show, working with me means you have to go. So shortly after that, someone we had as a guest together, Ashley Adams, joined us. And again, it's so wonderful to work with. I loved the dynamic. And then once again, you had to go. So if this is ringing of any, curse vibes, Crystal survived the curse. She's got it. She's got what it takes. The pink hair of warding, one might say.
The pink hair of warding. I like that. I'm going to keep that. It's funny, too, because literally last night my son was attributing aspects to his clothes. He has a hat that he said has +1 to charisma. And he was doing the same thing last night.
With some jewelry. I'm like, what is... So the problem is I don't have a scroll of identification. So I'm just wearing this thing like, God, I hope it's got good stats. I've had it for so long.
Well, I would say the host curse is actually not your fault. And the reason for that is there have been a lot of hosts for TechPod over the years. There were, in the beginning, there was a host named Alex Navarro, who I never met. So I'm not really sure, where they went or what they were up to. But original host, Alex Navarro, had some amazing guests on, did some amazing work. And then... we're not part of it anymore. So then we wound up with a lot of I would say temporary hosts, of which I was one.
Yeah.
Where people kind of cycled in and out and you would do an episode, and it was quite fun to do, as we know, because I came back to do it for real all the time. So clearly I enjoyed myself. But I think that there's been a lot of people ahead, geeks and evangelists and, community people and all kinds of stuff coming in from time to time to do interviews for TechPod, and there wasn't really a host. And then you became permanent host, and
yes. We
ran into the curse, as you call it. Your curse, your specific curse.
It's funny just to, I can't remember. I think it was 2022 when I started hosting. So it had been 3 years in, and we're at about 3 years now. Let's just say halfway through, approximately, so to speak, maybe. I don't know. I'm making stuff up. But halfway through. And some of the guests are, some former Solarians that I would love to bring back as guests, right? They haven't left the industry, so to speak. They're just so much fun to work with. And so, seeing it is from, temp hosts and some of our regular guests who are still Solarians that still just come back. It's honestly one of my favorite parts about being part of SolarWinds is the ability to work with such fun people and honestly just goof off around tech. So it's fun for me. It's fun.
Well, and for anyone at home that thinks that we don't get anything out of this, I'll tell you that's not true. Sean and I super enjoy doing this, and I think that I hope that it is equally as fun to listen to us talk to people and interview and learn as we're doing these things as it is for us to do it. Because sometimes there are specific episodes that come to mind where you really we really get super into it. We're having a very good time. The episode we did with Doug Bennett comes to mind, of where he was just blowing our minds while we were talking to him. And I think that, that is what makes it great fun for us to do, of we're getting to learn things or think about things from different perspectives. We share our insights as well. But I think that for me, It's just as exciting getting to talk to someone and like pick their brain about like how they think something works. Because if anything else, all of these various guests that we've had and all of the topics that we've covered, and we'll get into that a little bit in a second, but like all of the things that we've been able to do over the time just shows how everyone thinks about technology differently. Like the way that you use it is different. The way that it's been explained to you might be different. The way that you understand how it works might be different. And so like that has always been like super interesting to me to kind of dig in and figure out like how people are doing things and why they do things the way they do.
I feel like I have imposter syndrome a lot of the time, which works really well in this because I get to, with pure ignorance, ask questions to some of these brilliant guests. And yeah, when you said the Doug Bennett episode, and for those who haven't listened, we were interviewing Doug Bennett, who is part of Amazon and works with the AI, and just the way he was able to explain some of the things to me. You know, we used to host our episodes on Orange Matter. My mind was blown. There was brain matter everywhere in the recording studio, I swear. I was just jaw dropped. It was so much fun.
It was.
And the connections it made, the things I learned, because I'd never thought of it that way. So the different perspectives you brought up, Crystal, I think is one of my favorite parts about it as well. We just think differently.
Yeah. Well, that's humans for you. We think differently. And I think that's one of the, like, it's just super fun to try and understand. Like, we've had some cool guests, even, you know, not outside of SolarWinds, like Doug is an outside of SolarWinds, but even SolarWinds guests, like I always enjoy listening to Tim Brown talk. I haven't gotten to interview him myself, but like every episode he's been on, I've listened to because he's such a nice guy. And B, he's very like, I think I said this before, that he has like a professorly air to him. Like, I just want to listen to what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. He's been in the industry for a long time. He's worked in security for a really long time. And he has such a nice way of like explaining things to you where, A, you don't feel like you've missed something and like you're dumb because you didn't pick up on something. But B, like, it's really just relatable in understanding. And every episode that he has been on, I have listened to. So I am also a fan of our show, even whenever I'm not on it before I was hosting with you. So I think that that's really fun to like just dig in and like hear what people have to talk about. We get to talk to so many people in different industries and like different walks of life and what they're doing and how they're using technology. And Thanks, audience, for allowing us to do that, because without you, we wouldn't be able to make this show. So thank you for allowing us to do that, because genuinely, it's very fun for me.
Yeah, you brought up Tim Brown. And so I love watching the show evolve over the years, at least since I've been doing it as well. And we don't always and haven't always done video. But when we did the Tim Brown episode, and I want to say October of 23, it was somewhere around there. We did it in studio, and it was, I think it was just myself and Tim for that episode, but it really kind of moved us towards the video episodes, right? We did tech pod podcasts, but we did them with video. We really started saying video almost every time if we can. And what I think is a funny one for those avid listeners, obviously, if you don't listen as regularly, this won't be as fun for you, is how many times has my background changed?
Oh,
Crystal,
many.
You've had like two, this room and your office. But I have had so many different, and just in this house that I'm in now, yeah. I've had three. So it makes me think like, oh, it's just kind of fun to watch the scenery change, literally. But it's fun to have the videos on too now. So like that was just another step in the evolution of us, you know, trying to do more with the podcast episodes, which also means, and this is a wonderful segue, the more effort that's put in by our production team.
Yes. And to tell the, before we talk about our current production team, who are amazing, I do want to do a nod back to the producer who made this whole thing start, which was Renee Lego. And she is on to bigger and better things and other podcasts and producing other things out in the world, making great are in technology. And I think that that's fabulous. She really pushed for TechPod to be great, as well as some of our other initiatives. Like she used to work on ThwackCamp and like other things like that. And really pushing everyone to put their best foot forward. And she's the reason why TechPod exists. And she's also the reason why we've had some of the great guests that we had in the early years, especially is, you know, her contacts and working in things and like making sure the right people are in the room and making sure the interview questions are there and all of that. And I feel like we've really learned from that, even if you never had any experience with it. I worked with her when she was producing the show still, and it was very different to how we do things now. So for a little bit of background information, Sean and I are very loosey-goosey. We have a good time. We'll have interview questions ready, but we don't particularly script anything too much. We don't try to over-prepare for it because that takes away, we feel that takes away from some of the magic good of the content. Conversation. Yes, good content.
Organic, good content.
Yes. But previously, everything was very like rigorous and scripted. If you had been on the show before, like it was very, very serious down to like how many minutes we're going to take for this segment, how many minutes we're going to take for that segment, which is very hard for me. I'll tell you. That's a challenge.
Couldn't do it without it being more loosey-goosey. And it's so, that's again why it's so nice to work with Crystal is also, so you guys know, if you couldn't tell, we trade hosting episodes. And fun fact for you guys, whoever's turn it is to do the hosting, we pick on that person because it's the hardest part of the entire record is the intro and the outro, the scripted bits.
Yes.
So this one, you may notice, it was Crystal's episode. So, of course, before she got to the intro, what's the new term for it? I rizzed her about it? I don't know. I tried. But anyway, yeah. So that's just to show we try to script this as minimally as possible. Nothing is with an agenda to, you know, have a hidden agenda. We do have an agenda, and it's just to kind of have a fun discussion about whatever said topic is.
Yeah, for sure. I think the idea that we have in our heads about it, and we've kind of talked about this internally, is that if it's interesting to us, that hopefully it's interesting to you. So when we have these cool speakers on talking about education and talking about security and AI and all of the things that we talk about, community and help desk and career development, it's because we are also interested in that. And we think that it'll be interesting to everyone else. And I think that's just... It makes our job easier. It makes it easier for us to be real people and not too scripted. Because I'm same. I'm very robotic when I'm scripted. Our production team could tell you. We've tried to record other things where it's like, here's a script, read it. No, don't do that to me.
I actually tried to use a teleprompter in our studio one time, and it was a disaster. Wasted a lot of time. I went through a lot of wipes to try and blot the oil off my scalp because for some reason that made me more nervous than making stuff up. But yeah, I know it's tricky there. And I'd say one of the other aspects that's difficult but can be really fun is when we ideate about topics. That being said, because we do this show for the audience, for, you know, especially the SolarWinds customer base, we would love it if you shared ideas with us. Because if there's a cool topic we haven't thought of, we haven't covered yet, that also gives us inspiration to bring on guests.
Yeah.
Right? We want to bring on guests that can help us dive into a specific topic. Some of our best episodes, some of my favorite episodes are where we just had a really noteworthy guest. Again, like Tim Brown, just bringing him in to discuss things like security. Or I could go on, you know, bringing in professors to discuss video games. We're definitely going to have to talk about that.
Yes.
That was way too much fun.
I was just going to bring that up because actually the reason we're bringing it back around to what we were supposed to be talking about, our producers, the reason we had that opportunity is because one of our producers, Christy Clifford, saw the study and thought it was interesting and reached out to them, and they were interested in coming on the show to talk to us about it. And of course we're interested because we're freaking nerds and we want to talk about video games at work because we can.
And so Christy naturally thought of us. She was like, oh, they would eat this up.
Yes.
So,
you know. Which was true. I think that they do a great job of, you've mentioned a few times kind of your background changing and, you know, our sound and maybe like moving to video and all of these things. They're the reason that we get to do all of that stuff. And they're the reason that we look half as good as we do.
Yeah, it's not pretty behind the scenes. I'm kidding.
And sound, the sound. Why we sound as good as we do.
I like that, the sound.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is our production team, specifically Nick Butler and Christy Clifford at the moment, they remind me a lot of IT when I was in ops. If everything's going fine,
yes.
Sometimes you forget they're there, you forget to thank them, you forget whatever. Of course, I like to think that I never do, but it's just one of those things where there's so much magic happening behind the scenes that they take care of that you really only need to call on them when there's something wrong. Other than that, you just show up and do whatever it is. So it's just really cool to think about, like, an episode just pops out when you and I are just talking back and forth.
Yeah, for sure. Because we're really just having a good time and they turn it into something that is usable and digestible someone else.
Usable.
I think, too, like, you know, they're responsible for keeping us on task sometimes and also, you know, making sure we don't go over time. And if we fumbled the intro or outro because they're scripted and we're bad at that, then to make sure we do it again until it sounds all right. And, you know, just like making sure that it gets out there to people. So, like, I don't know that either of us would remember to publish our episodes if it weren't for them.
Oh, I'm so terrible at that. I think you and I were in a chat just this week when someone asked me a question about authoring something.
Yeah.
And I said, I need an adult. Please, someone help me. I don't publish. I just show up. Lazy of me maybe, but I like to pretend that I have agents and I show up and I just do stuff and I'm, you know, that, and it's kind of true because I am that lazy, I suppose, or just distracted, or it's mostly that I just love the team that we have. I don't have to worry about it 80-90% of the time. And they just ask a question here and there about, you know, what do I think? And yeah, they really take care of it. They make it work. So it's just,
yeah.
Huge thank you to those folks.
Without them, the show would not be what it is. I mean, wouldn't be edited in any way, and you would hear me and Sean ramble more often than we should, or go off on a silly tangent when we're poking fun at each other or something. Like, those parts get kind of edited out.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if we'll have a chance to put it in, but there's some of the behind the scenes. I'll leave an episode and my cheeks hurt. We're just laughing and having the most fun.
Yeah.
So it really is an opportunity just to have a good time, talk about tech, and share it with you all. And I suppose another thing, and maybe this is again kind of towards the nod to what Lego did to start this, is I like that we have another opportunity for thought leadership and community-driven conversations, right? While SolarWinds is obviously a software sales company, it's great to have an offer for people out there in the community that says, we're all just tech people. We're all just tech people learning tech things, having tech problems, curious about tech. And it's great to just have this opportunity to rant, chat, learn about different things without any pressure of, is there a product involved? Is there?
Well, you brought up community there, and I think it's important. You brought up earlier, like, if they have episode ideas that they think would be interesting to us. I do want to point out that TechPod has a space on the SolarWinds community platform, thwack.com. And I think it would be really great. Like, if you guys have episode ideas, feel free to throw them into the comments over there. We will check them and pull them in if they're interesting and we can get an interesting guest and have anything interesting to say. Because if we don't, we probably won't talk about it. But you know, if we have something interesting to say, I think that the community is also great. We've had some great guests from the community as well. Like, our MVPs have made several appearances where we got to hear about all of their origin stories, which just goes to show how different we've talked about. Like, every episode we have our guests introduce themselves and talk a little bit about their story. And some of them get more in the weeds and like tell us more deeply about it, like our recent episode with a certain rock star or things like that, where they get a little bit more into their path because we ask them to. And sometimes they're a little bit higher gloss because we want to get into the meat of the episode. But I think that it's really fun to know that we all have different ways of getting into technology. And because it's always changing and it's always different and you always have to learn something new, it makes, for me, like, makes working in tech more approachable and more like, oh, okay, we talk about your, like, ADHD and stuff like that. You know, our attention spans are so bad. You get something new and interesting comes, something shiny comes along and we want to go do something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that those episodes where we dig into people's backgrounds and like learn how they got to where they are and why they're doing the things that they're doing just also go to show that A, you're definitely not alone in that. And B, working in technology in the technology field is like so conducive to that type of personality of like, oh, well, I saw something else that looked interesting. So you can just go do that. And like having those conversations here on TechPod has been really like interesting for proving that like whatever your path is, you might succeed, you might get to where you're trying to go, you might find a new path that was more interesting along the way. Something new might happen, some person might influence you along the way that you were like, I never thought about getting into this field or this area, and then all of a sudden you're like knee deep in security and you never expected to be there.
I agree. And it makes me think about the different types of episodes we've had, because while tech is like the center of it, tech could mean your journey into tech. It could mean education surrounding tech, tech education opportunities. So the backgrounds is especially fun. So Chris Greer, our rock star, had one of the coolest journeys into tech, then more specifically into security. And it's really fun to kind of explore the different things that bring us around tech, right? Of course, that's what we're all about here on this the Tech Pod. But again, I'd be curious, like, especially we're posting this episode on Thwack as well, right?
Yes.
So great opportunity if you're not on Thwack. If you are, obviously you may have found this one on Thwack. But if you're not, check out Thwack, find this episode and comment. I'd love to hear about what your favorite kinds of episodes we've done, if we haven't done one yet. Again, the kind of technology you'd like for us to just discuss and learn more about and dive into.
Yeah.
And maybe even your favorite episode, right? You know, just it's fun to engage with the community, and we really do this, I would say, for you guys, but then I just realize I love doing it, so I do it for me too. But we do love you guys. It's not truly altruistic.
You know,
we need you. We need you. It's not 100% altruistic. Okay, it's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I do it for the likes.
And I'll say, you know, even if your favorite episode is one that neither Sean nor I were in, we also still want to hear about it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But I think it would be really great. We've had some great topics covered over the years with guests in those various areas. And like some of the education concepts that we've talked about over the years have been really interesting. I did, this was when I was a temporary host. I did one for, supporting women in tech. And I had a whole conversation with these wonderful ladies that they work for a technology like education institute. And that's what they were doing. One of them had been through the program and like became a programmer afterwards. And the other one was a coordinator. So somebody who like developed the program and like made sure that they're kept up to date. So like both sides of the educational process. And like that also, like, I have said it before, I'll say it again, I don't think a formalized college degree should be necessary. But there are many ways to get into different things. And that is a different type of education. It's not necessarily a college degree, but it's like a technical program that you can go through. There's boot camps and there's all these other things. And I think that every time I learn about a different way that someone's learning how to do something, I'm like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. I think that it is spreading the word. And there are many like areas of technology where there is a dearth of experience where those types of things could be helpful. And there's like a lot of options for people. And I like that we get to spread the word. I would just like to say that. I like that we get to spread the word here on TechPod. It's very fun.
Oh my dearth. I don't think you've said that on any episode before, but dearth, good one. And just to give you guys some insights, I told you we don't do scripts or anything, but we do have notes, right? We throw bullets down just so we can kind of understand. And I just brought up topics, you know, she was just kind of riffing on topics as well in the notes, which this was Crystal's episode. So she gave notes for it just to give you an idea of her favorite, because this is like 80% accurate in my mind. Top down topics, education, 100% agree. That is her probably favorite topic. And she already went on this one. Number two, career development.
Yeah.
All right. 100, like she just went all over this. And if you couldn't tell by a lot of our recent episodes, security. maybe could move around from number three, but she loves diving into it. She's admittedly said because it's part ignorance, part fascination, right?
Yeah.
So it goes in with her lust for learning more. And then AI, I don't think we can stop talking about it because it's so weird and the potential is so out there and everyone's still kind of freaked out and curious and excited and terrified.
Well, it's still changing so much.
That's definitely not going anywhere. Digital transformation, which rings really big for me because that was one of my favorite episodes that we did, was talking about digital transformation and cloud versus on-prem. That was a really fun episode. I also think that was just the two of us. So that was a really fun time for us to just kind of go back and forth. And then community, which I think this is where I was saying 80% accurate because I think might go up in the list somewhere.
And what it was not, I will say it was not ordered in any kind of.
It wasn't. But when you went to jot it down, top of mind stuff was top of mind. Right. So this is where I'm saying it's just fun to kind of observe.
Yeah.
When we throw out notes like this. We would love to. And these are great topics. Right. What do you guys want to hear more about? Or is it shut up about AI already? You don't know enough. But you know, we don't. I don't know who does. But that's why we get people like Doug Bennett to come talk to us.
Yeah.
So yeah, a ton of fun. I think one of the things you also noted, and you kind of mentioned that one of your favorite guests to listen to, maybe your favorite episode or one of, was Tim Brown.
Yeah.
I have to say, I think one of my favorite conversations we had was, again, was the two of us, was the Grass is Greener episode.
Yeah.
And that was where we talked about... we went through a few names. Was it the underdog? It was moving from
underdog versus top dog, I think is the one that
it
wound up
comparing. It was comparing a startup versus an established enterprise organization, right? Maybe the same role in both, or the fact that in a startup, the same role means you have 100 different hats.
Yeah.
And in an enterprise, you have your very specific lane you stay in, right? And that varies org to org. But that was such a really fun episode because it's very relatable. It's talking about what it's like to be in the environment and what it's like to kind of experience the differences in organizations. So, being in tech, there's just so much we can talk about. And that was one of my favorite episodes. And it kind of fits in a little bit of a couple of the topics. So it doesn't have to be narrowed into those. But I just thought that was funny. And there goes another tangential riff. So yeah, have fun. Enjoy Crystal Taylor and Sean Sebring. Tune in. You brought up the episode about where we spoke to Dr. Melek and Mustafa about MMO skill sets, right? Video game MMO skill sets and how they translate into career. And before the episode, you should have seen Crystal and I geeking out before we talked to them, because we didn't have an opportunity, I don't think, to do a dry run, which a dry run is just kind of getting them on the camera, seeing what it's going to sound like, and kind of giving them the feel for how the episode should go. Again, no scripts or anything like that. But we didn't have one of those with them, I don't think. And so instead, as Crystal and I prepare, we read the paper that they had put out, right? We read the study. And then Crystal and I both have to acknowledge we're going to have to shut up. We're going to have to not go too far. We're going to have to keep it in and ask them questions and not just steamroll them. Well, oh yeah, this is how I think or I feel, or this is how I've done it, right? Let them be guests. And they were fantastic guests.
Yeah.
It was just how excited we were to interview them and just kind of see what they found when they did the study. And what a cool study it was too, by the way. That was such a neat one for us to get to go through.
Yeah, I hope we get to do more things like that, because I was, it came out of nowhere. I mean, Christy brought it to our attention.
Yeah,
neither
off.
Of us knew it had happened before that. And she was just like, hey, I saw this. And then she reached out and like made it all happen. And I think that is one of the coolest things that we've gotten to do, because it's not... I would say it's not like the normal thing that we do, because it is like a very specific, like they wrote a scientific paper, like a technical study. It's outside the realm of our normal technology guests and people that we talk to and topics that we talk to. And it was like an unusual thing that we got to do, but it was so cool. We do our best of being, or we try to do our best to be open-minded when we have guests on, because they are experts in the field that we have brought them on to talk about. And B, because we don't know everything as much as we would love to. We don't know everything. And like that helps us to be open-minded and ask better questions, because we're also learning.
Always. And I mentioned imposter syndrome earlier. I was just looking back at our guest list, and to be on and interviewing someone with the title of Professor Dr. Sally Eaves, that was an intimidating episode for me. That was earlier on when I was starting off on TechPod, and what an interesting opportunity to be able to interview someone with such credentials, as someone who's honestly so inspirational, with such a powerful career, a very humble career, I would say, at the same time, which is hard to do when you got such cool creds you can flex. It's so cool the opportunity that this brings. And I suppose, again, going back to, if you have ideas, if you know a guest, or you're like, man, I'd love to hear from this person, give us a shout.
Yeah, we'll try.
Jump in its whack, give us a shout. We'd love to reach out and see if we can make it happen. It'd be fun for us, and it'd be cool for you to listen.
We hope. It's always the goal.
Chris, you make it happen. All right, this is how production goes. They cast a spell, but not on my co-host role again, I'm glad I have Crystal here. Don't go anywhere for a while.
Yeah, there have been some really actually super cool, interesting guests over the years. Like, even before either of us became permanent hosts, like, there have been some really cool guests that I remember at the time. Some of them, like, other people I know, you know, at the time, fellow Hood Geeks, or that we're going to get to interview, like the co-founder of Ethernet, and like talk about the history of the creation of Ethernet and like how it's, what it's turned into these days. And it's just like, that's just so cool. It's such a cool opportunity, yeah, like to get to learn about something like that. And then, you know, you get these people on here, and they really are like tech celebrities, I guess, in some ways. Like, you know, they've done some amazing, really cool stuff. They're really like out in the world talking about, advocating for things. And then you get to talk to them, and you feel, you mentioned imposter syndrome, and I feel the same way, where it's just like, what have I done? I haven't invented anything cool. I haven't, been out there advocating and speaking for anything. I mean, besides SolarWinds, but that, you know, that's what I do. But like, you know, this, it's really interesting to get to talk to these people who are doing these cool things. We've had guests on that started some like amazing youth programs, and they come on there and talk about the cool community projects, like less tech community and more like physical, like the community where they live in, and helping the youth and helping other people, and like taught all of these things. And I'm just like, what am I doing? I haven't done anything. I don't have any rights to talk to them about these things. And I think that those have been really cool too, is like just learning about programs that exist in the world that maybe you didn't ever know about. I mean, I didn't know there were, we just recorded an episode yesterday where I learned about community groups for DEF CON, which DEF CON I knew was a conference, but I didn't know that they had regular local community groups that people, it's just like anybody can go to and like learn about security. I didn't know that existed. Learned about it yesterday, and I live in a big enough city, like we have one. So like, you know, I like that we can continue to learn about cool stuff that's just out there, and people should be taking advantage of if they want to learn.
I think one of the ones that came up with it was, we were talking about frameworks and AI, and community was one of the biggest parts. Like, we had at least one episode before ChatGPT and Gen AI really took off, because obviously in the last few years, the world has changed drastically.
Yeah.
But how an open AI community was really one of the biggest things, because there's no foundational like accreditations or guidelines on how to do this stuff. We're making it up as we go along, and we're actually making it up at a pace that's never been done before. So communities are just so important to me, because I'm hoping, I haven't heard from a while, I think maybe we could actually do for another AI episode. And just talk about like communities, how do you share your knowledge? What are your tools? Because it's, you know, with things like Reels, right? Scrolling and swiping and, AI's ability to make up information, to be honest, like, you know, we see a lot of fake stuff, and it can sound so convincing. I've actually mentioned this on an episode that'll come out afterwards, but we recorded it before. My voice was translated into Arabic for a partner enablement recording I did, and it was so weird. It was me speaking Arabic.
Yeah,
and I can't even put that on my resume, but it was so cool. And you know, I'd just love to know more about you know, the communities that surround these kinds of technologies. And you guys are part of our community, so
yeah.
Share with us. If you haven't got the vibe, I'm going to say that throughout the episode.
Yeah,
but sure. I want to hear from you guys.
We'd love to. Love to talk more about it. We're always in the Thwai community hanging out. You know, that's the SolarWinds community. It's totally free. You don't have to be a SolarWinds customer even to do it. If you listen to TechBot and you're not a SolarWinds customer, but you enjoy what we're talking about, I'd love to know that too, because that would be really interesting. But also it would help us know that our topics are useful to other people as well. So, you know, please let us know. I think that, it's been a fun time doing this, and I hope that we get to continue doing it for interminable, you know, it's until we're not here anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
Until we retire.
And these kind of episodes are fun to me too, because, you know, we're talking about tech episodes, but we're not talking about tech.
Yeah. It's hard, you know, though. You know how much I've been sitting here like, oh, I wanted to say something about that tech that you just talked about, and I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I know. And this is an example of where we can really be nerdy about random technology is, you know, our episodes around the holiday season, when we just, you know, to give you guys some examples, again, if you're a new listener or an existing listener, some of the best episodes can be about made up tech.
Yeah.
Right? Tech that's not out there yet, or weird tech that's out there that we've talked about around holiday wish list seasons and things like that. So like it can be anything and everything tech related, but it could be a fun episode, theoretical episode. And honestly, it's just fun. We really hope you guys enjoy this stuff. And if you've got ideas, share it with us. But such a pleasure and happy to celebrate a 100th episode with you, Crystal Taylor.
Thank you. Yes, it is great to celebrate 100 episodes of TechPod.
It's just reminiscent to go through this stuff. And we've got so much more to come, believe it or not. Coming soon is security, and some more security in some episodes, along with some IT trends will be coming at the beginning of the new year approaching. We'll have more silly episodes, most likely joined by Andy Garvey, to talk about some weird, funky tech of some kind in some form or fashion. And yeah, we just have a lot of fun topics coming up. So we really hope you guys stick around with us and enjoy the content that's coming.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mentioned a few times our space over on Thwack. There'll be a post for you if you do have anything you wanted to share with us, ideas for episodes, or, you know, potentially if you have someone that you would like to hear on TechPod, if we can get in contact with them, we'll try if we have an episode there. But if you have suggestions, I'll leave a suggestion post over in the TechPod space on Thwack. You can comment there, or, you know, feel free to comment on our YouTube videos as well. Those are also available for comment, or any TechPod episode within the Thwack space also has comments turned on. So we will see those. I do see those. So we'll make sure we're on the lookout for if anyone has any suggestions for us. If you've been a guest on TechPod, I would like to say thank you once again for being a guest. We really genuinely enjoyed you sharing your expertise. Any future guests, I will say thank you in advance because we like hearing from you. Thank you to our production team. And of course, thank you to our listeners. We hope that you continue to listen in and learn with us as we are constantly exploring new aspects of technology. Continue to join us here on TechPod every month, and we will see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.